When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Scarborough Country, the virus edition, a.k.a. the Pandy Pods.
Two, a.k.a. two Jewish phasers.
No Jewish lasers. A.k.a. two guys who honor immigrants in the land of the free, but would still trade Canadian-born Ted Cruz for a young Geddy Lee. That is Kurt Seance, or an old one. Come on, we're talking freaking Geddy Lee.
Geddy Lee.
Kurt Seance, let's hold a seance and bring back the dead.
Friendly voice,
a companion unobtrusive. Dude, we gotta do that in karaoke.
Plays that song that's so elusive, and the magic music makes your morning move.
Yeah,
we could bring Geddy Lee down a couple notches.
Let's take him down a couple pegs,
and then let's take this show up a notch, and let's jump right into a story.
Okay, so it has been almost a year.
Yeah,
it's been since last March that we've been in an airport, which is insane for us because
we used to take like 2 to 6 flights a month.
Right. And
for the past several years, for at least the past five or six, seven years,
that is a lot of flying. And stupidly, we didn't choose one airline. Like now I think we should, moving forward, just choose one airline and do all of our flights through that one airline. That's what I think we should. I love that we're figuring this out right now. But like, we took so many flights and we just could not. It was so, we were just in airports all the time. It wears on you.
Yeah.
For anybody who has to travel a lot, it wears on you. It's not fun. Airports are not great places to be. No. Would you agree with that, Jay?
I would 100%.
In this day and age of heightened security, less comfort on flights, more belligerent passengers out there. If you go by a Spirit Air desk, there's going to be a melee, a Donnybrook, if you will.
God, come on.
Flying has become a hazardous proposition. And especially if you're flying during the pandemic.
Oh, God.
Fights.
In you mentioning this, I'm like, wait, I got to update my TSA pre-check. I haven't even done that. I mean, like,
you just don't want your day ruined in the process. In other words, the fact that we haven't been in an airport in almost 11 months, I think has added years onto our lives.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
Agree. Yes.
I mean, look, we hate not seeing our fans out in clubs and doing stand-up out on the road.
I miss seeing the world. I do think it's cool what we do. I love rolling into a city and eating their food and walking around and experiencing a town.
Yes, agreed.
All that stuff is great.
But for the simple fact that it's not, you just don't want to be in an enclosed space where people, many of whom are traveling right now,
think that COVID is a hoax.
Yeah.
Wouldn't
mask up for political reasons. Not being in an airport, to me, is a safety measure for us.
Yeah.
That's a huge component.
You don't need to do any unnecessary travel right now.
You just don't. Take it from us, guys who love performing shows and love seeing the country and the world, but hate being in airports.
Just enjoy that you don't have to be in a terminal right now.
That's right. So you don't become terminal.
Right. Correct.
Don't put the terminal in the terminal.
Correct.
So anyone seeking out an airport of any kind for an extended period of time right now in these conditions, it may be the most baffling thing that we could even think of.
It's super confusing.
Look, get ready to meet a California man who treated the Chicago airport, O'Hare Airport, like it was an extended stay, only slightly more comfortable than an actual extended stay hotel.
Probably a little more comfortable.
Here we go.
O'Hare, it's a little more comfortable.
Here we go. a California man who was, quote, scared to go home because of COVID, lived undetected in Chicago's O'Hare Airport for 3 months, according to multiple reports. Now, we've been to Chicago O'Hare. We did a United States of America show.
We went underneath it. We were in the baggage where all the baggage gets sorted. We were on the runway.
We saw aspects of O'Hare that I've never seen before in my entire life.
And we've also been through O'Hare so many times. Like, O'Hare Airport is such a hub for a lot of the travel that we end up doing.
Especially in the Midwest and the upper Midwest, that, like, we've seen that airport more than a regular traveler has seen that airport. And I can say with all honesty, every time we go there, okay,
stuff our faces with nuts on Clark.
That is a definite given. But yes. I would say I am so happy to get out of there after we've been there for...
Well, it does feel like it was created in the late 80s.
Right.
It feels like it, like a lot of things in Chicago, which I love the hell out of Chicago, but a lot of things in Chicago feel like...
like a John Hughes film
right,
came out.
Right, they're like, everything stopped.
It was
developing
new
in Chicago around the time of Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
That's right. Why anyone would want to stay there for more than 2 hours before your flight? Like, if you have a four-hour layover at O'Hare, you're like, what the hell am I going to do?
Well, staying in an airport for 3 months, that's like marrying your cousin.
Yeah. There's no reason that, like, you could give that would make it okay. There's nothing, like, you can't, trust me, you can't explain it.
And you can do it all you want, and some people might be like, well, he's got a point, but most people are going to be against it.
Yeah, it's against nature to be there that long, okay? Aditya Uday Singh, 33, Jesus's age.
Yeah, Jesus complex, maybe yes.
What would Jesus do? Probably rent a car and drive to wherever he needed to go. Singh was arrested on Saturday morning, local time at O'Hare Airport, and charged with impersonation in a restricted area of the airport and theft of less than $500, the Chicago Police Department confirmed.
So he lived on less than $500 for 3 months?
Impersonation of what?
A beleaguered traveler?
A man completely decimated by the thought of this pandemic?
A chaperone for kids traveling alone? What
now,
is this
now
guy?
I have to know what he was impersonating. Was he doing an impersonation of Frank Caliendo's impression of John Gruden?
No, he was doing Charles Barkley.
Listen, man, that's terrible, Ernie.
It's terrible to be in this
airport. It's terrible airport, to be in this airport, Ernie.
Listen, Ernie, this is terrible.
That's terrible.
I mean, come on, Ernie.
If so, and he was trying to pull off any sort of Frank Caliendo impression, he should be locked up.
Yeah.
Those impressions are gold.
They cannot be repeated.
Singh appeared in bond court the following day where, according to the Chicago...
You have to go to airport court.
That's right. Air court.
Air court.
Why isn't there an air court? Crimes committed at an airport, send them to air court.
Air court. Stadium jail is definitely a TV show. We need to...
Prosecutors said that Singh...
Dun, dun, dun.
Had arrived at O'Hare on a flight from Los Angeles on October 19th. He then's alleged to have lived undiscovered in the airport security zone until January 16th arrest. How did people not be like, who's this guy? I mean, that's how big Chicago O'Hare Airport is. He could find nooks and crannies. If you want to know how big Chicago O'Hare Airport is, it's the type of place that you could live in and go undetected for 3 months.
Yes.
In these conditions.
Facts.
I think there should have been better security in the security zone, Jay.
Thank you.
Am I wrong to say that?
You're 100%.
To find a guy who wasn't supposed to be living at the airport for 3 months that he was living there? Again, I'm not a security expert.
No, you're not.
But it feels like a security issue anymore. Singh is reported to have been apprehended after being approached by two United Airlines employees who asked to see his identification. That had to be an intense moment, Jay.
Yeah.
Was that not?
Yeah.
For the United employees who are like, I have to deal with travelers on my flights or people coming to the desk. Now I got to deal with this
guy.
Right. I love that this wasn't in their job description at all. To apprehend a guy who's been living there for 3 months.
Yeah, it's way over their pay grade.
Dan Van Kirk would have walked straight up to the guy and in a really loud voice would have been like, how are we doing?
What's going on over here?
How's it going? Singh said to have shown them an airport ID badge that belonged to an operations manager who had reported it missing in late October. What did you think was going to happen?
Yeah, if it's a photo ID, that's going to be tough to pull off.
He's probably like, I don't photograph well.
Yeah, all my friends call me Donna Horowitz.
That's a woman's name, Singh.
I'm transitioning. Oh, so
I'm transitioning. They can't fight that, can they?
No.
They can't fight that.
And then his defense is that he's scared to go home due to COVID.
Right. Assistant State's Attorney Kathleen Haggerty said, and she is haggard, this gal.
Yeah.
In Haggerty and airplane, they belong together.
She said his claim. was that he was scared to go home because of COVID. That can't be your defense. I'm sorry.
If you don't have a flight, I don't think you should be allowed to hang around an airport. Is that
Okay, so is that
against the law, though, to hang around an airport?
We think about what the airport has become. It has become strictly, you get on the plane, you do your thing, you're not allowed past a certain point. Like, there was a time in this country where, like, our parent, like, there could be a ton of people hanging around the airport. Can go all the way to the gate.
Yeah.
All you had to do is pass through, like, a metal security.
Metal detector.
Go hang out at the gate for a while you're waiting for
But now, I feel like if you're at an airport
past a cycle of flights, there has to be security going, what's up, man?
That's right. Who
What's
is this
your
guy?
Deal? Let me see your ticket.
What are you waiting for?
Is there not a cop in Chicago like, hey,
let me see your ticket. Let me see your ticket.
Hey.
I don't know. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to find out a little bit more about this guy who stayed in the Chicago O'Hare Airport for 3 months right after this. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Hope you guys are doing well. Hope the break was good. Hope that last break was replenishing and refreshing. Hey, here's another thing that we're going to be giving you that I think is amazing that you should definitely be a part of. Live Dumb People Town, February 27th, Saturday night, 6:30 West Coast time. Jack Black,
come on,
is the guest. He never does podcasts.
No, it's a big, big get. We're super excited.
And open mic Eagle is the music. And then we're going to do stand up on March 20th at eventbrite.com. Look up
Live Dumb. Nowhere Comedy Club as well. It's a Zoom. We'll do live stand up for you right in your damn house.
I love it.
And we haven't done stand-up for a long time. It's going to be really, really special and fun. Special guests on the show and a personal Q&A probably within that show as well.
We would love for you to be at both of those things. So go to eventbrite.com, look up Live Dumb People Town on February 27th, and then our stand-up on March 20th. Then we want you guys to download the free Stereo app. Follow me, follow Jay, follow Dan Van Kirk. We do post discussions. It's almost like an after party on Mondays and Wednesdays at 3 p.m.
First Clobber Country, the First Clobber
Country, the Virus
Tuesdays
edition.
We do Dumb People Town at 4 p.m. Pacific.
And today, Friday, as this drops, we're going to do Sports Talk Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific time, view from the cheap seats. Whatever you want to talk about in the world of sports, we will have that discussion. We can hear your voicemails. We'll talk about those. It is so much fun. I love it. So download the free Stereo app.
Right.
And anytime we do a link, just click through the link and that'll let you know. All right. When we left, there was a man, his last name was Singh, and he was staying at the Chicago airport.
And for 3 months.
Because
he was scared to go back to California.
If you don't have a flight, you should not be allowed to hang around the airport. I don't think, even though it's not against the law, did he steal stuff? I don't know. He stole an ID badge.
He tried to use that.
And under $500 worth of stuff, which, for real, if you've ever bought food at an airport, that's not much.
That's like a book and a magazine.
That's right.
Water. That's a smart water.
For real, it is a crime. Is it a crime to be there for days after your flight? It has to be, right?
I think it is.
You went through security to get through LAX to get here, so he didn't have any weapons on him.
But what is the rule? I mean, do you have to leave after a week? I don't get that.
The crazy thing is that he thought being in the airport would protect him from COVID. I think that's the worst place to be.
Yeah, let me be in an enclosed building with hundreds of thousands of people.
The only place worse for COVID is a Smash Mouth concert.
Which they're probably playing at the O'Hare Airport.
Never know. In the smoking lounge. Singh felt like being in contact with people from all over the world, bringing whatever they may have been exposed to where they're from into a central place after flying in the air in an enclosed tube into an enclosed building.
That's the best way to stay safe.
I want
to
stay safe.
That's the best way to get rid of COVID. Don't go back to California where you could isolate in a house.
Let me stay for 3 months in this area where it's a petri dish of everything from everywhere that people are bringing. That's a great idea.
I mean, I don't know if this guy's an anti-masker, but it wouldn't surprise me if he was.
Yeah. Would not.
What were his friends thinking?
Friends. Probably does not. You don't pull a move like this living for 3 months in O'Hare with, I'm assuming, zero Facebook posts or any sort of social media posts. Hey, have you
seen... You're definitely not married.
Hey, have you seen
definitely
Singh?
Don't have kids.
Have you seen Singh recently?
No, where is he?
He said something about...
that trip a few months ago.
He said something about going to O'Hare 3 months ago, and then I just haven't seen him. He's definitely not posing...
as someone else with a stolen airport badge?
No.
He's probably not doing that.
I think he just took a social media break, maybe.
Yeah, he's probably just trying to get his life in order.
He did say that other passengers had provided him with food, according to the Chicago Tribune. Okay, this makes me love the world.
People gave this dude food?
Or more likely, he waited till they left.
And then he grabbed
their plates. Took what was on their
plates. And he's saying they gave it to me.
Again, if you're living in an airport for 3 months because you're scared of COVID and you're eating other people's food...
you've made many missteps,
and you
are very alone in this world.
I don't think you know what the word safe means.
No, you don't.
I think we do know what the word the end of the show means.
And there we are.
And there we are. Show. That's a show, guys. That is it. Stay connected. Stay protected. Don't get infected. This is not a hoax.
But we've got the jokes.
Wear a mask, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
We'll see you on Stereo. We'll see you on Monday on this show. We'll see you on the Stereo app later today at 3 p.m.
Sports Talk Friday. And, fire it up.
And then we'll see you, of course, at our two big live shows on the 27th in February and on the 20th in March. We cannot wait to do all this stuff for you guys.
Love doing it, you guys. Thanks so much. See ya. La-dee-da. La di da da da. In my car. Star Bands Audio, a podcast, a podcast network.